All right. I call this special meeting to order. It is 1:16 PM on Thursday, April 9th, 2020. I'm Commissioner Brian Crotchis, joined by Commissioner Julie Fedorchuk and Commissioner Randy Christman. So we do have a quorum. I just want to start out by thanking everyone for the work that they've done in navigating through this challenging period of time. As a commission, we continue to move forward, getting the work done, and I greatly appreciate everything that staff has been doing, my fellow commissioners. And as you will hear today, we have some items on the agenda that are the result of getting an executive order signed by the governor, Governor Burgum. And that is greatly appreciated as well, because at a time when many companies are cutting their capital expenditures, we do have some who are willing to continue to make investments in the state at this time. And we want to do our part to make sure that they're able to do that, and also at the same time ensuring that we do have orderly development. So again, thank you everyone. And just for anyone else who is on the line, just a reminder, if you could please mute your audio, your microphone, to limit background noise. And with that, Commissioner Christman, do you have any opening comments?
I'll just say ditto what you said about thanking the governor and a lot of, and definitely our team at the PSC. And lastly, add in, because I don't know if we'll get a chance to have this type of communication on Monday or again before Monday, but Monday is Lineman Appreciation Day. So hats off to all the linemen out there who go through both good and bad weather in order to keep the electricity flowing.
All right, thank you. Commissioner Fedorchuk, any opening comments?
I do not have any additional opening comments. I also appreciate the work of the governor and the governor's office and their overall approach to everything that they're doing in this time of challenge and pandemic. I think they're just exercising really good judgment and applying appropriate required measures, but trying not to go too far. And I think that they've just had a very appropriate and good touch. I'm proud to have them leading our state and showing other states how this can be managed best as well.
All right, well said. We have four agenda items. They are all in Commissioner Fedorchuk's portfolio, so I will turn it over to you.
Thank you, Commissioner Crotchis. And now you have me nervous. I have three, with two of them being under one. Am I understanding this correctly? JF1,
yes.
JF2, and JF3?
That is correct.
Correct? Okay, very good. I thought you said four. So my apologies for the delay. This is very different, doing these meetings without our paperwork and our motions in hand. And so I was kind of, some things came in just a few minutes before the meeting started, and it had a whole bunch of different things in it, and I didn't have a chance to talk to the staff person to get it straight. So thank you for allowing a couple extra minutes to get things in order. We'll get this figured out as we move ahead and how we should be receiving paperwork, et cetera, so it goes smoothly. So my first motion, I move the commission execute contract number PU-826-20 with Wenk Associates Incorporated for construction inspection services in One Oak Bakken Pipeline LLC, 16-inch NGL pipeline, Williams County, citing application case number PU-19-368.
Second.
Don't have a lot of extra comments on this. This is just a construction inspection contract that needs to be in place before this company can start working, so that they can have the third-party construction inspector who we hire, and they have them on site from the very first time that dirt is moved on this project and they want to get moving. So this contract needs to be executed so the construction inspector can get out there and be on site for the beginning of construction of this project.
We have a motion and a second.
And that concludes my remarks.
Sorry. We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
I just want to add, I also don't have the paperwork in front of me, so I'm going by memory, and sometimes that's not the best thing to do. But as I recall, we approved this project, the certificate, in a special meeting that we had because the work wasn't done processing it to make sure it was all correct in time for our last meeting, but we didn't want to wait, you know, all the way until the subsequent meeting. Now this contract is ready. So the PSC has done, I think, a really admirable job in making sure that everything is done appropriately, but then moving along as quickly as possible with all the layoffs that have been covering the news. This is a $100 million project, as I recall, that had literally zero opposition at the hearing or subsequently from public comments. And this is just something I think that the commission should feel very good about, moving this along so that spring construction can get started and these jobs can take place.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. Moving on to JF2. Finding that a state of emergency has been declared to prevent and contain the spread of COVID-19. And guidance has been provided by the state health officer and director of emergency services, limiting group gatherings to no more than 10 people. I move the commission issue an amended notice of filings and notice of a consolidated hearing to change the location of hearing to a remote location in accordance with Governor Burgum's executive order 2020-25 for the application of Northern Divide Wind LLC, 200 megawatt Northern Divide Wind Energy Center, Burk siting application case number PU-19-376 and Northern Divide Wind LLC 345 KV transmission line, Burk and Montreal siting application case number PU-19-377.
Second.
Thank you, Randy. So this motion essentially does one main thing. It allows us to take advantage of the governor's new executive order that removes the requirement to hold a hearing in the physical location where the infrastructure that's being proposed would be constructed and maintained. We have really two options here. The hearing has been scheduled and noticed twice publicly for April 17th. That's a week from tomorrow. And it was originally scheduled to take place physically in Bowbells. Obviously, we can't have that hearing because we anticipate that there's quite a lot of public interest in this. And so we would probably quickly exceed the 10-person limit that the health department has requested and required. So doing this with electronic means and telephonically allows us to have the hearing, have a thorough hearing, and also facilitate good public input. And we have been perfecting that technology in the last couple of weeks and feel pretty comfortable that we have a plan in place to allow for very dynamic public input and thorough public input via these telephonic means. So what's before us are really two options. One is to go ahead with the originally scheduled hearing date of April 17th, which is next Friday, and then do it telephonically, and this amended notice will go out, and we'll get the word out as quickly as possible and as thoroughly as possible through this amended notice, and also additional outreach efforts, phone calls to people who testified at the last hearing as an example, or emails, as well as through the media. So we can move ahead with the original date of April 17th, which is the company's preference, or we could reschedule it and re-notice it entirely for the full notice period for May 7th. And that would push it back a little bit. It would allow more time to go through the full public notice of the kind of new method for having the hearing. And so I guess I throw it out there. I think we're ready to have the hearing next Friday, and I think we can accommodate the public input very adequately next Friday, just as well as in May. And I also think we can get the word out just as well next Friday as in May. So I guess I would be comfortable going ahead with the hearing a week from tomorrow or on the 17th, but I'm also open to any opposing opinions and input from my colleagues if they see it differently, and I'm willing to also push it to May 7th as well. So I guess I'd ask my colleagues if they have a preference.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
My turn, Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Christman, yes.
Well, I see it almost 100% the exact same way. I think that although it will be different than the norm, I think we can do really as good of a job of gathering the public opinion and holding this process, as well this way as the old way, and we can do it on April 17th at the scheduled time. The only thing that I would add, if there is any doubt, and this is something I don't think we need to resolve, but I guess I would just recommend leaving it up to staff and maybe primarily Stacy, depending on what kind of newspaper coverage that we expect this announcement and this explanation of how this will work is going to get in the official county paper of Burke County. I wouldn't even mind if we purchased a pretty large ad in that paper in addition to whatever else is going to get in there to further lay out the message and make sure that it's as understandable as possible for the readers of that official county paper, how it is that they go about either commenting to us electronically during the hearing or filing comments on that day or afterwards.
Okay, I believe we can effectively hold the hearing. And I look at this also as an avenue to expand public access to the various hearings that we have, not only this one, but others around the state. Individuals have other requirements and commitments in their lives, and giving them the ability with the next several hearings to conference in, to share their thoughts, or even just to watch the hearing process itself, I do believe it does not inhibit, but rather expands public access to the meeting, whether it's, again, just to watch the proceeding or to actually participate through the public testimony portion of the hearing. So I think it's an effective means of going about this, and I think we will invariably be able to adopt some of these practices even beyond the current health situation. So that really is what I'm encouraged by, because in terms of transparency and accessibility to our proceedings, anything we can do to enhance that, regardless of the extenuating circumstance or lack of extenuating circumstances, is a good thing. And that concludes my remarks. Anything further, Commissioner Fedorchuk?
Yes, I do have a couple more things. So, Commissioner Crosses, did you want to, I might have misunderstood you or missed it, but did you feel comfortable moving forward on the 17th or May 7th? The original date?
I feel comfortable with the original date.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And then I will just read a little bit from that notice to get some of those details out there. So a consolidated public hearing on the applications in this case will be held remotely on April 17th, 2020 at 9, starting at 9:30 Central Time. The public is encouraged to view the hearing electronically, and we have a link that will be provided on our website, and they can listen telephonically by calling 1-888-585-9008 with the room code 259-316-322. And those will again be on our website and in the information that's distributed to the media. Public testimony received by the commission will be placed into the record for consideration. The commission will receive testimony through the following methods, which, as Commissioner Crosses explained, really expands the ability for the public to participate and have comments in the public record or the decision record beyond what it typically is, has been in the past. You've had to show up at the hearing to be included in the official record, and now we've got a couple other options for folks, making it easier to provide their input. So one of those options is written public testimony, will be submitted beginning on April 17th through April 27th via NDPSC at nd.gov. Again, that will be on our website, or by mail. You can do it telephonically over the phone during the hearing at the appropriate time when the judge calls for public testimony. So that really provides the details for this change. It's the same time, different means and location. And I think I look forward to this. It should be a very exciting day, and we will no doubt have some a few challenges with the way, because it's new and different, and we'll just be patient and work through them. And we're going to try to keep it simple, not too heavy on the technology, so that'll minimize the potential of glitches and allow for hopefully a very streamlined way of getting the public input and improved access to our hearings. So with that, I think that concludes everything. We will get more information out to regarding the details for participation, and that will be promoted prominently on our website. So it should be really easy for people to find that information who care to participate.
Is there any further discussion? March. Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. The motion is approved.
Thank you. And my last motion is relating to another citing hearing. This one is a little simpler than the last one. Finding that a state of emergency has been declared to prevent and contain the spread of COVID-19, and guidance has been provided by the state health officer and director of emergency services, limiting group gatherings to no more than 10 people. I move the commission issue an amended notice of filings and notice of hearing to change the location to a remote location in accordance with Governor Burgum's Executive Order 2020-25 for the application of OE2 North LLC, B, Sanderson Gas Processing Plant, Williams County, citing application case number PU-20-082.
Second.
All right, thank you, Randy. Pull up the, okay, so a public hearing on this application was noticed to be located at the City of Williston Public Works and Engineering Department in Williston. Hearing is going to be held on the same day that was originally noticed, which is April 24th of 2020 at 9 a.m., but the public hearing will be held remotely. And the public is encouraged to view the hearing electronically and listen telephonically through the various methods that will be included in this notice will be run in the newspaper next week, so the public can catch it there, and we will also get this out via news release and on our website. Public testimony will be received by the commission and will be placed into the record for consideration. Written testimony can be submitted beginning on April 24th through May 1st via a mail to the PSC or through our website, and telephonic testimony will also be taken during the hearing for folks who wish to listen to the hearing and participate and offer comments when the judge opens it up for public comment during the hearing. So with that, that concludes my remarks on this motion.
Commissioner Christman?
I have no other comments.
Okay, and I have no other comments as well.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. The motion is approved.
Thank you, everybody. That concludes my portfolio.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Fedorchak. Steve, I'm assuming I have the latest agenda, which shows no other items either on discussion or administrative. Is that correct?
That is correct, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. And do you know if we have any press on the telephone or on the conference as well?
I do not, but I can have Matt open up the other bridge and see if anyone is out there.
Okay. I think what I will do then, since we have no other items, I think I will close the meeting, and then we will stay on just to see if we have any questions from the press. Commissioner Kristen, do you have a comment?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, if there's no objection, I will authorize Esther to sign on my behalf on these three motions that we passed today.
Okay, perfect. And Commissioner Fedorchak, do you have someone you would authorize?
I'll authorize Shelley if she's in the office.
Okay, and I will authorize John Hamry if he is in the office. Steve, can you confirm that all three are in the office?
I have John and Shelley. What was the other one?
Esther, and I inquired, and she is in.
Thank you very much, Commissioner.
Okay, so you have authorization. Steve, just normally we would go into recess for any potential questions from the press. Do you see an issue with just closing the meeting and then taking those questions?
No, I would recommend that at this point.
Okay, then thank you, everyone. This meeting is adjourned, and then we will stay on the line just in the event that